thumbs up back there. I was giving specific instructions on how to remove the mic from the pulpit. They said, don't mess it up. I was like, you didn't teach me this on my internship, so I don't know. I'm just kidding. He said I was only here for 2 weeks. Well, I just want to thank Pastor Ogle for the opportunity to preach again here. I love this church. It's my home away from home. And the 2 weeks I was here for internship was an amazing 2 weeks. All of you just were a huge blessing to me. And, you know, the food was great when I came to y'all's houses, or, you know, you took me out. It was just a huge blessing and just an amazing time. So Psalm chapter 24, we're going to begin reading in verses 3 through 5. Psalm 24, we're going to start in verse 3. It says, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this day. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to bring your word to the church this morning. Lord, I pray that you just give me strength, give me the energy to deliver what you've given me. Lord, I pray for a great day. Lord, I pray for Brother Jason Moon as he preaches this afternoon. Pray that you just help him, give him the words to say as well. Lord, bless us. In your name I pray. Amen. How many here enjoy hiking or mountain climbing? Okay, quite a bit. So I got the opportunity a couple years ago, I think I was right around 10 or 12. I traveled to Utah. My sister and my brother-in-law are in the military, and they were in Utah for a long time. So my brother-in-law, one day we were at his house, and we were just chilling there with my sister and one of my older brothers, Seth. You guys know him. But we were sitting there in the living room, and he goes, you know what, tomorrow let's go on a hike. And if you guys have ever been to Utah or West, you know the mountains are crazy. Like, they are huge, and I was thinking, I'm from Delaware, so everything's just flat and ocean. That's all Delaware pretty much is. So I was like, well, yeah, hiking doesn't sound that bad. That was a mistake to think that. But so we go and, you know, I have like this backpack that's like a water bottle, like all at the same time. It's pretty cool. I was like, I feel like, you know, national treasure. I'm ready to go. So I go on this hike, and it's me, my brother-in-law, my older brother Seth, and my oldest sister, one of my older sisters, Emily. And, you know, we start going on this mountain, and the mountain is so steep when we're starting, we start with these switchbacks. And what a switchback is, it's basically you're going up the side of the mountain at like a snake. Because it's so steep, you can't go straight up. You have to, you know, go left, right, all the way up the mountain. Well, we go up these switchbacks, and it's, you know, it's like 90 degrees. So, you know, that just adds to the fun. So we finish getting up to these switchbacks, and my sister was like, I'm out of water. And my brother-in-law was like, well, if we can finish getting to the top of the mountain, there's a stream that you can get. It's, you know, clean drinking water. It's a, you know, natural spring from the mountain. We can get water up there. She goes, okay, I think I can make it. She did not. So as we're going along on this hike up the mountain, all three of us, me, my brother-in-law, and Seth, were like, where's Emily? And we look behind us, and she's pretty much passed out in the trail. And we're like, well, now we got to go get her. We can't just leave her there, poor thing. So we go get my sister. We all work together. We get her up the side of the mountain. We finally get to the spring, and we get, you know, the water and all that. You know, sometimes in the Christian life, when we're trying to ascend, when we're trying to draw closer to God, we're not always prepared. To ascend into the presence of God, we must be purified both outwardly and inwardly, with clean hands that do right and pure hearts that desire right. Only then can we stand before a holy God and receive his blessing. That leads me to my first point, the demand to ascend. We see in verse 1, it says, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? Let's look at letter A, the question of access. The hill of the Lord represents God's holy presence. a place of nearness and communion. Not everyone can ascend. Holiness is the standard for those who would come close to him. In this verse, when it's saying, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, it's saying, who can have communion with God? Who wants a close relationship with God? It says, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart. This is not a question of privilege, but of purity. In Hebrews 12, 14, it says, without holiness, no man shall see God. You know, it's a sad thing because a lot of Christians, they go about their life and they never see God. And I'm not saying, you know, you can get holiness and you'll have holiness all throughout your life. Holiness takes work. And it's a constant thing you have to keep working at and you have to keep improving on. Without it, you'll never have a true relationship with God. Letter B, we see the challenge of approach. To ascend is to go higher, to rise above sin, pride, and worldliness. It takes work. It's hard. It's not easy. Many desire God's blessing, but few desire the cleansing required to reach him. You know, a lot of people, they're like, oh yes, I want God's blessing. I want the good things. But they're not willing to do the work that is required to receive his blessing. You know, it makes me think of that story about, you know, this lady goes around and she's asking people, you know, do you want to help me bake this cake? And they're like, no, we don't. She goes, okay. So she goes around the whole town, asks people if they want to help, and they say no, or her friends, whatever. And then when she finally bakes the cake, everybody wants a piece of the cake. They're like, oh, let me get a piece of that cake. That looks amazing. And she goes, why? You didn't even help. Why should I give you a piece of cake? You know, it kind of reminds me of that. Not everyone can ascend. Holiness is the standard for those who have come close to him. Many desire God's blessing, but few desire the cleansing required to reach him. God's presence is not reached by climbing an effort, but by humbling in repentance. It's really difficult to, you know, it's not really easy to have a relationship with God most of the times. It's a lot of work. And, you know, you have to continue checking yourself and you have to have accountability and you have to, you know, be in the Word every day. It takes work. It's not easy. But make sure you're not placing the significance on your effort. Make sure that you're trusting God to get you through. That way he can cleanse you. That way he can have a relationship with you. The psalmist has asked, who can ascend? Now he answers, what kind of person can? The one with clean hands and a pure heart. Number two, we see the discipline of cleansing. In verse 4, it says, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart. Go ahead and turn over to James chapter 4. James chapter 4. James chapter 4 and verse 8 says, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. You know, this verse calls us to cleanse our hands. That brings us to letter A, clean hands, the purity of our actions. What does it mean to have clean hands? Well, the clean hands in this verse represents what we do. It represents our actions, the things that we do to others, the things that we do just by ourselves. You know, sometimes Christians, you know, we think we can worship and have a true relationship with God, but our hands are dirty. You know, my mom, she encouraged us growing up to go outside and play. And especially me, when I was a little kid, I loved playing in the dirt. I don't know what it was, but I just loved playing in the dirt. I'd get my tractors out there, and I'd, you know, play and all that kind of stuff. Well, I'd come in, and my hands would be black, like dirty. I'd be dirty. And my mom was like, listen, you're not coming into my house until you clean yourself off. There's the hose over there. Go clean up. You know, at first I didn't understand what she was saying, but she was instilling into me that in order to come into the house, you can't be absolutely filthy. You know, the same thing is in our Christian life. We can come to God and we can act like we worship God, but if our hands are dirty, if we're hiding things in our life, if we're still not dealing with that sin issue that we have, our hands aren't clean before God. Clean hands represent what we do, our behavior and deeds before others. James 4:8 says, cleanse your hands, ye sinners. In other words, make right what's wrong. You wrong somebody, go make it right. You've done something that has consequences, you have to make it right. You cannot worship with dirty hands. Confession and repentance are the soap and water of the soul. You know, if we go about our Christian life and we don't confess and we don't repent from what we've done, we'll never have clean hands. And we'll never have that true relationship with the Lord. But we won't be able to ascend. Isaiah 1:16 says, wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings. If your hands have handled sin, your climb is halted. The first step upward is surrender, letting God wash what you've stained. You know, if we go about our Christian life, like I said, with stained, dirty hands, we'll never have a true relationship with God because we're hiding stuff. And that halts our walk with Him. That stunts your growth. Letter B, we see pure heart, the purity of our motives. The pure heart speaks of why we do what we do. Our motives, our thoughts, and our affections. You know, I see a lot of this with the Pharisees. You know, the Pharisees in the New Testament, they all thought that they were great. You know, put it in today's terms, they had their suit coat, they had their tie, they had their shoes that were shined. They looked great. But on the inside, they were rotten. You know, there was this one time growing up, my mom, she loved dogwood trees. She had two of them up at the front of our driveway, and they bloomed. They were gorgeous. They bloomed pretty big flowers, and they're pink. And, you know, I hated cleaning up after them because the petals would fall, and they'd be all over the driveway, and I have to blow with the blower, and it was a lot of work. But aside from that, they were gorgeous. So there was this one time we had a storm, and it blew over one of the trees. Now, mind you, on the outside, that tree looked good, but then when I walked up to help my dad take care of it, the tree was rotten on the inside. It looked good on the outside, but on the inside, it was rotten. Can I ask you a question? How's your heart? You know, a lot of people, they'd be like, my hands are clean. Look, I don't do anything on the outside. But then on the inside, their hearts are not right with God. Like, I don't watch pornography, but then you still have those nasty thoughts. James 4:8 continues, purify your hearts, ye double-minded. God is not impressed with outward religion if the inward man is corrupt. You know, you can come to church, you can wear your suit, you can wear your tie, you can polish your shoes and look all nice and come to church, raise your hands when you sing. But if your heart isn't right, it's nothing to God because it's not true worship. You can't ascend while your heart is divided, half for God, half for the world. A pure heart is a single heart, wholly devoted and wholly His. You know, just an illustration, myself, a little bit of my testimony. When I came to Ambassador my freshman year, I had a divided heart. I wanted to do right, but I had some sin struggles in my life, and I couldn't move on. And I was struggling really bad. And half of my heart was for the world, and half of my heart was for God. And I thought I could go on that way. But then when a circumstance came into my life, and it hurt me, I got bitter towards God. I ended up leaving college for a year, and that was the worst year of my life because I knew I was away from God. You can't ascend while your heart is divided. Psalm 51:10. You know, we hear Psalm 51, we think of David, his plea to God for forgiveness for his sin with Bathsheba and for the murder of Uriah. It says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." You know, David had it right. He had a lot of things wrong, but he had this right. That in order for him to be clean, in order for him to grow in the Lord, he had to have a right heart. That's why he asked God, "Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me." Because he knew, "God, if I don't have a clean heart, I can't grow. I can't ascend for you." That leads me to letter C, a consecrated spirit, the focus of our worship. You know, our text goes on in verse 4. It says, "Who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully." What does that mean? It's talking about how we worship or how we just conduct our lives in general. Are you genuine? Are you real? You know, when we come to church, a lot of Baptists, a lot of Christians, we like to put on a facade. Like, yeah, I am holy. I am just. I am righteous when you come to church because I have a suit and a tie. But then all of it is just a front. And it's not real. To ascend, our hearts must not be lifted to vanity, empty idols, selfish ambition, or false devotion. God calls for integrity in worship and truthfulness in spirit. You know, sometimes our hearts can be turned towards things of the world, and we can be focused on doing things for this world and being comfortable. You know, I wanted to be comfortable. When the Lord started pushing me to do things that were harder and harder, I wanted to be comfortable, so I said, "I'm done." I left the campus of Ambassador. I'm like, "I'm never going back." This was 3 years ago. Obviously, I came back. I praise God for that. But we have to have integrity in our hearts that we're doing everything for the right reason and that we're doing it all for God, not for what other people are looking at. I would say one thing that I struggle with right now is sometimes I like being a people pleaser. And you can ask Olivia. She'll probably agree with me. But, you know, I want to please people. I want people to say, "Hey, good job. That was great." I don't like when people go up and be like, "That was awful. Don't do that ever again." "Don't do that when I come up after I preach." No, I'm just kidding. But like, you know, that's something I struggle with. And you know, in our Christian lives, we all can go out and think, you know, I want people to look at me and think that I'm okay. But actually, we're not. John 4:24 says, "They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." How's your worship? Are you worshiping truthfully? Do you have integrity in your worship? Or is it all fake? Just so that others can look at you and be like, "Wow, that's the model Christian." The climb requires discipline, not of muscle, but of mind and motive. You can't ascend with dirty hands or a divided heart. You know, one thing that we have to get control of, not only our mind, but why we're doing things. That leads me to my last point. We see the delight of the ascended. In verse 5, he says, "He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation." We see the blessing of his presence. The reward for purity is proximity. You know, in James 4:8, it says, "Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you." If we continue to strive to have that closeness with God, he'll give it to us. Not only will he give it to us, but he'll come closer. He'll draw nigh to us and we'll have that true relationship with him. The blessing from the Lord isn't material. It's spiritual intimacy, peace, joy, and favor. You want to have favor with God? You want to have the peace of God? You have to have clean hands, a pure heart. We also have to strive to have that relationship with him. Matthew 5:8 says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." I assume that everybody here wants to see God in their life. They want to have that closeness, that relationship. But in order for you to do that, your heart must be right. You must live with a pure heart. Letter B, we see the gift of his righteousness. God not only blesses the clean, but he clothes them in righteousness. And that's righteousness that is imputed and not earned. You know, we can't do anything physically that God just is like, okay, you did good enough, here's righteousness. No, it's something that we constantly have to work at, that we can get through our faith. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. The higher we ascend, the more clearly we see that our righteousness is from the God of our salvation. That's meaning, the closer we get to God, not only will we see it, but other people will see it. Like, wow, he's doing well. And that's not because of you. That's because of your walk with Christ and the change that God's done in your life. This topic came to me over the summer. I went to camp this summer, went to Camp Kobiak and served, and ascending was our theme. And, you know, I counseled many kids, I think specifically to this topic, I counseled maybe 15 kids that struggled with their walk with the Lord. And they asked, they're like, Nick, I don't know what to do. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. And I'd go to this passage and I'd read it. And then I'd break it down and I'd go through it with them. Yeah, that took a lot of work and it was really difficult. But David's question still echoes. Who shall ascend? Who is fit to stand in the holy place of God? Only those with clean hands and pure hearts. Those who have allowed God to wash their lives and purify their motives. You know, if there's something that you're struggling with, whether that be with somebody else, maybe bitterness, maybe you're struggling with lust in your heart, or you have a problem with somebody, you're not having a great relationship with God if you're harboring that in your heart. James said, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. But notice, we draw near by cleansing and purifying. If we don't cleanse our hands and purify our hearts, we're not drawing nigh to God. We're actually drawing away from him. If you want to be close to God, you have to examine yourself. Like, what is in my life that is prohibiting me from drawing closer, from having that relationship with God? So the question is not whether God is calling you upward. He is. He calls every one of you to ascend. He wants you to have that relationship with him. The real question is, are you ascending? Are your hands clean? Is your heart pure? Because the blessing and righteousness of God wait at the top of the climb. There were some hikers from Chile. They wanted to climb Mount Kilimanjaro in Africa. And, you know, that specific group was not, well learned in the climbing aspect of their trip. So they packed all that they could, and they wanted to make sure that they had enough food, enough water. You know, they packed their tents and all that kind of stuff just in case they had to stop to, you know, take a nap or something like that. But then they had the experienced climbers that went with them, and they noticed they carried a lot less. I'm like, look at these guys. They don't nearly have enough equipment that we do, and I think they're not going to last long. But, you know, as the climb went, they started getting higher, and about halfway, they slowly started to see, one by one, each of their group started to turn back. That's because they were carrying too much. You know, that entire group didn't make it to the top because they had too much on their backs. They were carrying way too much weight. You know, in Hebrews 12, it says in order for us to run the race, we must lay aside the weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. You want to ascend? Cleanse your hands and purify your hearts.